Blog Talk Radio.
Secrets of numbers. Secrets of sound. The secrets of wisdom will be found when you look to the sky seeking to find the third eye. This is a live broadcast with Reverend Leroy Martin, sharing the secrets of metaphysics, ancient wisdom, and spiritual principles and practices that will manifest an empowered life. This is an offering from the Reverend Leroy Martin Ministry on Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you may be in the United States of America. I'm here in Detroit in this 80-degree weather. It's fabulous. Welcome again to another live broadcast from Leroy Martin Ministry. Glad to be here. Glad to be in Detroit. Also, certainly giving a shout-out to my wife there in Los Angeles and to my cousin, who was here in Detroit for a week, Ann Bailey from Maplewood, New Jersey. We had a fantastic time here in Detroit together, just enjoying family, good food, and just a good time. I'm certainly glad to see her, knowing that she's doing well. Glad that she's an avid listener to the broadcast. She's flying home to New Jersey, but I'm sure she will be able to pick up the broadcast in the archive. Well, so let's go on with our program. And most certainly was talking about abundance and having the riches of life, what we want and what we desire. And I titled it, You Can Live the Lifestyle of the Rich and the Spiritual, taking off on the program, The Lifestyle of the Rich and the Same. I didn't say famous because each individual has a definition of what famous may be to them, but this is the lifestyle of the rich in the spiritual. The seeking of abundance is not to chase after things, but let things chase after you. We must get resolved in our mind, in our consciousness, that consciousness simply is the mechanism and the active law in which we manifest whatever we want and desire in this world. We must first learn to eliminate these isms that's pertaining around money. We've got some foolish stuff out there. I mean, it was told to us by family, friends, church, the interpretation of the Bible, the bigger gada, whatever religious tool, whatever tool of information pertaining around money. We need to investigate it. We need to not just continue to harp on it or to magnify it, but to take a look at it. A lot of times things that we're believing in our subconscious mind is being repulsive toward abundance. And when I say money or when I say abundance, I'm not just talking about the legal tender called money. I'm talking about a consciousness. Money is simply the paper or the exchange or the what that energy called abundance transfer or converts into to satisfy situations here on this planet called Earth. But we must eliminate the isms that we've been taught and accepted about money, that we can live the lifestyle of the rich and the spiritual. First, foolishness. Money is not the root of all evil. Somebody said, "Well, that's in the Bible." Yeah, okay. What is the interpretation of that? Money is the root of all evil. I mean, come on now. Money cannot be the root of all evil. Simply, money doesn't bother anybody, but your state of mind, your state of consciousness pertaining to money, if it consumes or you're chasing after it and that you don't have peace of mind or you become very vicious and hurt in other individuals, most certainly it becomes, and not money doesn't do it, it's your state of mind. If a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So don't blame money. Money ain't bothering nobody. It's your state of mind, your state of consciousness. It says, Reverend Ike, I like what Reverend Ike said. He said the lack of money is the root of all evil. When you can't pay your bills, when you can't live comfortable, you can't have some of the things that you want, my God, you're going to get hypersensitive. You're going to get angry. You're going to dislike somebody. You're going to cause some problems. And that's really simply being in hell. I agree, Reverend Ike. The lack of money is the root of all evil. Secondly, yeah, we can be spiritual and wealthy. Some people believe that being spiritual or being wealthy and spiritual don't go together. That's a perfect combination, being spiritual and being wealthy. Wow. We can't have money and love God. We can't have money and be a spiritual individual. We can't have money and live holy. We can't have money and be sanctified. You can have money and be whatever you want to be. Get out of that foolishness. I mean, taking the power, the vow of piety. I mean, when I come along, I remember people that were in the sanctified church, and I can talk about that because I was brought up somewhat in that situation and environment, not my household, not my family, but those that was in that teaching who believed that the poor they looked, the religious they were. I did say religious. They weren't spiritual. They were very religious. Because why I say they were very religious, anybody else got something new, a brand new car, a brand new suit, jealousy rose to the highest extremities. Come on, I know what I'm talking about. The vow of poverty, the vow of piety, that the poor I look, God was going to favor me because I didn't want the things of the world. Yeah, I know the scriptures say, touch not, taste not, handle the things of the world, but you go to the job. You go to work. And I don't know no religious person that does not want any money. Come on, be for real. I know what you say when you're in the church house and when they're preaching that foolishness. Yeah, I said foolishness because each religious institution, before you leave out of those doors, are going to ask the parishioners for what? Money. So don't tell me that individuals and institutions does not desire to have money. So why should not the parishioners have money? You know, and so we need to take a look at that. We need to really take a look at that. We can be spiritual and have money. I mean, I know some people that are so spiritual-minded, they're no earthly good. Simply mean that there's no balance. Everything out of their mouth is something spiritual. I mean, and everything is spiritual, natural, physical, psychological, sexual. We're spiritual beings having an earthly experience. But every time I talk to you, you're talking about spiritual principles. Can't talk about the baseball game. Can't talk about your girlfriend, can't talk about your man, can't talk about nothing but what the Bible says, what your pastor says, some spiritual principle. Come on now. If you got it like that, you don't have to spout all those scriptures and all those principles. Just live it. Let me see what you're working with. Yeah, let me see what you really, 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 really working with. When we understand that our life is simply the life of the infinite, being expressed. I mean, our life is the life of the infinite express. To be honest, where we are in life is the result of your previous thinking. I say, if you're in lack or if you're in abundance, it's because of what you have thought. As the last broadcast, it's your BS, your belief system. Whatever you have or don't have, whatever you desire and don't have, it is your belief system that causes you to have and not have. So wherever you are right now, it's the outpicturing of your belief system. But it's up to you to change the way you think. It's up to you the way you see it in your mind's eye. You need to reset. You know, when you have these products or sometimes, or you have a laptop, and sometimes you, or even with like cable TV, sometimes you have to push the reset button on the cable box. And this is what we're doing in consciousness. We have to reset to our mind of authenticity. Our mind of authenticity, I mean, our original mind already knows that abundance is our spiritual inheritance. Being wealthy and being healthy is nothing new to the authentic original mind that we have, the mind of God. God is wealth. God is abundance. God is money. God is all the wonderful things that we call or that resembles or is the objective picturing of abundance. So when we understand that, then we understand that we must continue to work on ourselves on the inside and see the picture of abundance, see the picture of wealth, see the picture of prosperity. See it. Go on the inside. Keep working on it. Keep visualizing it. Keep on imagining it. Keep on feeling it. Come on and feel yourself being the lifestyle of the rich and the spiritual. Come on, feel the lifestyle of the rich and the prosperous. Come on and feel the lifestyle of the prosperous and the rich and prosperous in the spiritual, the wealthy in the spiritual, knowing that everything that you have comes from the Spirit of God inside of you, knowing that the source is inside of you. Your mind, your divine mind, is the mind of the divine consciousness of God. And when you understand that your mind is the mind of the source, then your mind being the mind of the source, then your mind itself as the divine mind is the source, the supply, and the support and that's all you would need. Understand that we can live the lifestyle of the rich and the spiritual. It's your inheritance. It's your right. It's your right to have whatever you desire. I mean, there is enough in the universe for everybody, but you got to stake your claim. You got to see it. You got to be it. You got to dare to have it. You got to dare to be it. When, right now, I dare to be the billionaire. I dare to be the millionaire. Wow, I'm grateful for my house in Malibu, California. I'm grateful for my fabulous apartment in on Madison Avenue in New York, in Manhattan. I'm so thankful and grateful for my fabulous home on Boston Boulevard in the Boston Edison Historical Community here in Detroit, Michigan, along with my own tremendous, beautiful condo in downtown Detroit. I have it right now. I'm enjoying it right now. I'm living in it right now. I'm expressing it right now. I'm abundant right now. All those things that I talked about, houses, Rolls Royce, diamond bracelets, billionaire, multiple bank accounts in different countries, in different states, they're mine right now. I see it, I feel it, I express it. A lot of time we get discouraged, we don't see the out picturing immediately. But it's already done in the ether wave. It's already done in the spiritual dimension. You got to keep on feeling it. You got to keep on calling it forth. It's already in the ether. Jesus said, let it be done on earth as it's already done in the heavens, in the other dimensions. Wow, you're on the second floor of the 15-story building again, and you're asking for something and not knowing that the moment you ask for it, it's on the 15th floor. What do you mean you already have it? It's in your consciousness. It's in your being. You got to continue to hold on to it until it comes down from the 15th floor. It's got to make its way down, people, certain circumstances, certain conditions. But keep the faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things what? Not seen. And understand things that we see is made by things that we don't see. Oh, the infinite possibility of abundance is all around us all at the same time. All we do is catch the vision. Catch the vision. Catch the ideology. Catch the mindset of abundance. Feel it. Speak it. Decree it. Be it. Oh, my God. What a tremendous knowing to feel that I can truly live the lifestyle of the rich and the spiritual. Wow. Guy named Robin Leach. I love that show, The Lifestyle of Rich and Famous, and it shows them with what we call the stars. But I want you to know today that you're a star. That the stars in the sky is simply you reflecting out in the universe. Let me repeat that again. The stars that you see out at night is simply a reflection of you reflecting back in your off in and through the universe. The lifestyle of the rich and the famous is who we are. That's who we are. Wow. And once we reset our mind, then we understand and we can begin to know, wow, that visible money or material things is not our supply. But we know and we also realize that the world of effect, as it truly is, is the outpicturing of our former belief system. So we no longer surrender our power to an objective belief system. But we believe, because in believing that, we believe that we separated from the source, then we begin to believe in conditions, circumstances, and situations, and old BS. But I announce today, with you and as myself, I acknowledge God is the only source as my supply, my support, and my substance. That's fantastic. Everything that you need, everything you desire is right there where you are. Your consciousness, your mind. The thing is to reset your mind back to the original state. Reset your mind away from the many filters that have caused lack and limitation in your life. Reset your mind to a life of abundance and bountiful living. Wow, see it, feel it. I don't care what somebody said, you can't have this or it never happened in your family. I really don't care. It really doesn't make a difference if it never happened in your family. Maybe you are not me, but you're the one to manifest wealth in your family. Wow. The family of God. That's the family that you're in. Get out of that limitation. The family is just limited to blood. Family is spiritual. Family is the family, the one family of the human race. black, white, red, brown. That's the family. And when we understand we are a child of the living God, that we can have, be, and do whatever we want to have and be and do right here and right now. I have what I want to have. I am what I desire to be, and I'm living what I want to live right here and right now. You have to continue to know that. Somebody said, well, you're telling a lie. Well, you quote the Bible religiously. It said, let the weak say that I'm strong. Wow, it didn't say wait till you got strong to say it. It said, let the weak declare that I am strong. So wherever you are in your financial status, wherever you are in your financial portfolio, declare wealth over yourself. Declare wealth for yourself. Declare wealth as yourself. Declare it. Speak it. Speak it. Yeah, I know your conscious mind is saying you're crazy. That don't work. Wow. That's the limited belief system. That's why I said you need to reset your mind. You need to reset your consciousness. You know that your subconscious mind is the source. It's the source mind. It's the supply mind. It's the source supply house. It's the storehouse. And another demonstration is once you understand that your mind is the abundant mind, then begin to share. Begin to give. Wow. And that's why I said God blesses a cheerful giver. The law blesses a cheerful giver because you believe there is no lack. And that you live in a life of abundance. David quoted in the 23rd Psalm that my cup runs over. I want you to know your cup, my cup, our cup, it runs over because there is no limitation and lack in the abundant mind. Our cup runs over. There is so much more. We will never exhaust. Wow, the inexhaustible vein of supply of abundance. Wow. Once you tap into this awareness, once you tap into this understanding, once you tap into this knowing, wow, you will never be broke another day in your life. Wow. Wow, the universe will connect you with people who have money, connect you with people who have, will give you favor. Oh, my God, it would just do so many wonderful things for you. You just accept. Be open from the top. Be open from the top. Don't talk yourself out of it. Don't talk yourself about it. Don't talk about folks who have more than what you have. Bless them. Bless them. Bless their situation. Bless those that seem to have less. Bless everybody. Speak life, speak abundance. Wow, well, you can have whatever you say. You can have whatever you think about, whatever you put your attention on, whatever you magnify would be your life. You magnify abundance, wow. If you magnify abundance in somebody else's life, if you magnify abundance for other people, guess what? Abundance will come back to you. Abundance will flow through you. You'll open yourself up that you'll be able to receive, and you can catch the vision of abundance for your life. You'll catch ideas that will bring forth abundance. You will catch ideas that will connect you with individuals. You would catch ideas that will connect you and put you in situations that will bring forth the abundance which you've already thought for your life. Wow, what a wonderful life. I feel this as I yet speak. I feel it as I yet breathe. I breathe in abundance and I exhale abundance. I breathe in prosperity and I exhale prosperity. I breathe in wealth and I breathe out wealth. I breathe in billionaire and I exhale billionaire. I breathe in multiple homes in different states and countries, and I exhale the same. Oh, my God. It's just that simple. It is just that simple. Wow. It's that simple. It's about abundance. Wow. Another myth if we can't ask God about money. If you can't ask God, who should you ask? Ask about money. Talk about money. Speak about money. Talk about it. Speak about it. Abundance. Understand that money is the visible expression of abundance that's in your mind. By understanding that money is that which is created by your own way of thinking, your own way of consciousness. And so as you continue to tap in that vein of supply, you will bring forth abundance in such a way to be able to conclude the statement that was in Deuteronomy 28, you the head above, a lender, blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the steel, blessed in your bank account, blessed in your financial portfolio, blessed at the Wall Street stock market. You're blessed internationally. You're blessed domestically. You just bless. How about that? Money is flowing to you. Eat with ease and without effort. Effortless. Money is flowing easily and effortlessly. Houses and cars that's given to you right here and right now. Don't you feel that? Somebody said, that's impossible. Yeah, okay. That's why we say that we live in a realm and an understanding of unlimited possibilities. Mm-hmm. All things are possible to those that believe. You got to use your imagination, see yourself in your imagination, living like you want to live, while driving like you want to drive, eating what you want to have, wearing what you want to have, Use your imagination. Go beyond your credit report. Worry about that. That's man-made craziness. Wow. Speak the word over your abundance. Don't worry about walking. Somebody said, well, I filed bankruptcy on two other reasons. That's so what? That's man-made stuff. The universe trumps all of that. The universe transcends all of that. Wow. All of those things that we've been just on the human level that we use to stop our own self. Our own self-fulfilling prophecy. We can't have it because of. We can't enjoy it because of. We can't even think about it because of. Use your imagination. I was reading the other day where the IRS records was tampered with by a foreign country. And so who knows? I mean, by the twinkling of an eye, your credit report can be erased right here and right now. All things are possible to those that believe. Let's believe it this morning. Let's know it. Let's express it. Let's feel it. Abundance. Wealth. Let's talk about money. Let's talk about heaven. Let's talk about diamonds. Let's talk about jewels. Let's talk about fabulous suits and clothing. Let's talk about bank accounts. Let's talk about what it means to feel like. Let's have the conversation what it feels like to be a billionaire. Let's talk about what you would do as a billionaire, what you would buy, what you would accomplish, how you would share it. Let's have those new conversations. That's how we change the world, by having a new conversation. Be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Let's talk about some new stuff. Let's talk about who we really are. Let's reset ourselves back to our original self. Let's go back to the Garden of Eden, where we are fruitful and multiplied. Garden of Eden is simply a state of consciousness, a state of abundance, a life, a luxurious, luxurious life. Let's go back to that state of mind. Let's reset ourselves to that. Wow. It's inside of you, waiting to be triggered off, to be set off. Set it off. What a life of abundance. Let's talk about it. Breathe it. Throughout the day, just talk about it. Just feel it. To express it. See it. Even when you pass by what seemed to be a homeless man, declare wealth for him. See him in his original state. And wow, he'll wake up and say, what touched me? What hit me? Wow, because you blessed him to remember his authentic and his prosperous state. Wow. Call those things as not, as though they were. I know what the appearance looked like, but you have the opportunity to declare the truth of what it really is right here and right now. Oh, this is fantastic. I mean, just to simply know that we can do that, simply know that we can express that, to simply know that we can live just like that. Oh, my God. Ain't that fantastic? This has been a great broadcast. I tell you, somebody on this broadcast is awakened to their real self. They have reset themselves to their authentic self, and they're being blessed financially. And when you do, which is now, bless somebody else. Take somebody to dinner. Take somebody to lunch. Slip a $5 bill in their hand, $20 bill. Pass this law around. Pass this energy around, which is already in you. The energy is already here. It's up to you to play the game. It's up to you to participate. It's up to you, just like the game of Monopoly. The game, when you pass that, collect $250 as you travel along Baltic Avenue, Park Avenue. That's what it is in consciousness. As you go in your consciousness, pick up $250,000, $250 million as you pass go and walk past and claim Park Avenue as your place. Put you some land, some hotel on that land. Hey, and enjoy that abundance. Enjoy that view. Enjoy that space. Come on, let's go to Martha Vineyards there in New York and enjoy the life of the lifestyle of the rich and the spiritual. What about Dominican Republic? What about a tremendous cruise for 20 days? Wow. What about going to the West Indian Islands and purchase a villa where you can go and live in case you live in the winter states where they get really cold, where you can go to your villa in one of the islands. We're talking about the lifestyle of the rich and the spiritual. Wow. Reverend Knight has 16 Rolls Royce on a building in New York. It was one block wide and one block long. And wow, we're talking about living the life of the rich. So one thing about the law is not a respecter of person.
the sun shines on the just as well as the unjust. All you have to do is utilize the law and believe that it works for you. If you believe that it works for you, it's already working. All you do is work it, work it, work the law that it'll work for you. Wow, we're down to the last minute. This has been a fabulous broadcast. This has been awesome. It's been wealthy. It's been prosperous. It's been abundant. Come on, say money, money, money is mine. Come on, say abundance is my spiritual inheritance. Come on, take a deep breath. Exhale. Now this time, inhale and say, abundance. And exhale, abundance. All right, this time, take a deep breath and hold it. And in your mind, see abundance, feel abundant, and say, it's mine right now. And let the air out. Or say that in your mind. And so we leave you. I have just got back to Detroit, and so I got to get a regular broadcast in time, but we'll get that straightened now. But I just wanted to come back to you this morning or this evening, wherever you may be, and let you know that all is well, all is God. I want you to know, have an abundant and a rich day today. You can live the lifestyle of the rich and the spiritual. All is well.